This week, we're bringing you the first in a new reporting series from the producers of Kids These Days. In 12 reports from across the state, they're asking the question, what's it like to be young in rural Alaska? Today, Sarah Gonzalez in Cake and Ann Hillman in Barrow find out why teaching Indigenous language to children is so important. We start with Sarah.
Efforts to teach Alaska Native languages to kids aren't exactly new in Alaska. In many areas, it's been done in some form or another for several decades. But in some places across the state, there is a new sense of urgency. As elders pass away, there are fewer fluent speakers, and more, the link between speaking the language, feeling connected to culture, and overall wellness is being understood.
So schools that have for years taught some Inupiaq or Tlingit are stepping up their efforts and trying new methods.
Tell you what.
Barrow Middle School language teacher Beverly Hugo sits with a student showing her cards with what look like random tally marks on them. She's helping the girl learn to identify and say Inupiaq numerals. Instead of looking like typical Arabic numerals, they're a combination of diagonal lines. The number system is based on 20, the number of a person's fingers and toes.
Our culture has used the body as a counting numeral base. So 20 digits are Inuinyak. Inuk is a person. So Inuinyak is 20.
Hugo's Barrow Middle School class is part of the North Slope Borough's efforts to revitalize the Inupiaq language using a computer program called Viva. The students listen to words over the computer, then select the matching picture. When they get enough right, they practice saying them out loud with Hugo. She says the program's focus on listening and speaking is very different from how the language used to be taught.
The previous 30 years of the Inupiaq language program, a lot of the kids learned to read and write, but they weren't comprehending what they were reading and writing about.
Now, some of the students, like Vernon Lovahawk, are using the language for practical reasons, like whaling with his family.
So when you're out in the camp and out in the ice, do you use some of the Inupiaq words that you learned here?
Yes.
Like which ones?
Like if I see one like going down in the water, and if it was on the top, like if it's going up then back down.
About 1,200 miles south of here, students in Cake, Alaska are also learning their indigenous language, Tlingit.
In Fallon Mills' classroom in Cake, third grade students practice their numbers and recite the colors in Tlingit.
Sigwatyakheti is brown and sigwat means hemlock bark. And
the children learn that each color is associated with something in the natural world. Gray is baby seagull, green is green rocks. They are being taught more than just words. They are also learning about their history, culture, and the environment. The number of people in Cake who can converse in Tlingit has shrunk from 70 speakers in 2000 to just 24 in 2012. So, about 2 years ago, with funding from the local tribal government, students in first through eighth grades started spending 30 minutes a day, every day, learning their language.
If they speak Tlingit back then, they would get in big trouble and sometimes they would get sent home or whipped. So they didn't get to speak Tlingit back then, but now they're letting us speak it so we can pass it on to our children and stuff.
How they learn their language varies by age.
What are we going to play right now?
Heads up, seven up.
Yep. How does it go? What are the rules?
Have to put shut down, goosh up.
Yeah, shut down means head down. And
Fallon's first graders play games and sing songs like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Tlingit. In Ruth Demert's older 7th and 8th grade class, the students are learning to introduce themselves, a native tradition that acknowledges tribe, clan, moiety, grandparents, and parents.
My name is Jacqueline Benham. My Tlingit name is Sau'at.
Demert has been teaching Tlingit and Cake since 1974. In her decades of teaching, she has learned that helping kids to learn their language is ultimately about instilling confidence.
They're going grow through life, and I hope a lot of them go through culture, and they're not going to look like the rest of the world, and, you know, people will ask, well, what tribe or nationality are you, and you know anything of your language, and you know anything of your culture. I think it's real important for self-esteem.
While in Barrow, Pearl Brower, president of Ilisavik College, says it's all about understanding the nuances of culture.
A culture's language kind of enhues everything about that culture. When someone speaks in your own language, there's so many pieces to it. It's not just words. There's intonations. There's meanings that you don't get.
Alaska Native children in Barrow, Cake, and all over the state are learning their indigenous languages for reasons much larger than school credit.
Like knowing where they come from and developing a sense of belonging, a strong identity.
The ability to converse with elders and then teach a new generation.
To speak and understand while working on a whaling boat.
And as this first grader put it,
the reason why we like to speak Tlingit, it saves our souls.
Reporting from Barrow, I'm Ann Hillman.
And reporting from Cake, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
More information about the series and links to the podcast are at our website, alaskapublic.org.